KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, it's cloudy and 15 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy today with a mixture of light snow, freezing drizzle, and sleet eventually changing over to snow and a high of 25. Winter weather advisory goes into effect from noon today until noon on Thursday for the entire state of Iowa. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate at Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In Southwest Iowa news this hour, officials of the Mills County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday that a traffic stop at around 11:30 p.m. Saturday in Glenwood resulted in multiple charges. The Mills County K-9 unit conducted the traffic stop, and upon searching the vehicle, located nearly a pound of methamphetamine and just over $7,800 in U.S. currency. The driver of the vehicle was arrested and transported to the Mills County Jail on numerous charges, including possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver. The name of the suspect was being withheld by authorities as of the latest report due to a further investigation into that incident. The Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported there was just one arrest over the past week. On Saturday, 46-year-old Bobby Glenn Agin III of Stewart was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. He was released the following day on a $300 bond. The Glenwood Police Department said Tuesday that 35-year-old Travis Long of Council Bluffs had been arrested Monday for driving while barred in violation of a no-contact order. And Long was being held without bond on the latter charge until seen by a magistrate and on a $2,000 bond for driving while barred. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday the man being held in the Pott County Jail on a $2,000 bond for probation violation was presented with a warrant Monday charging him with felony sexual abuse in the third degree. 22-year-old Ramon James Scarpino of Council Bluffs was read the warrant and then returned to his cell. He was being held without bond on his latest charge. And 36-year-old Mark David Dahl of Council Bluffs turned himself into the Pott County Sheriff's Office Monday morning. Dahl was wanted on a warrant for failing to comply with this Iowa Sex Offender Registry, the bond for which was set at $5,000. Dahl was transported to the Pott County Jail and turned over to corrections staff. The Harlan Police Department reported yesterday two people had been arrested on separate charges last Saturday. 24-year-old Khadijah Meeks of Harlan was arrested for public intoxication, and 38-year-old Dolly Bradley of Manchester was arrested in Harlan for criminal mischief in the fifth degree, as well as public intoxication. Both women were brought to the Shelby County Jail. A judge has granted another trial delay for a Nebraska resident accused of stabbing to death a woman in northwest Iowa. The trial of 21-year-old Melissa Camargo Flores was scheduled to begin February 19th, but attorneys sought a delay because of the case's extensive pretrial process. Woodbury County District Court records say the judge on Monday set a status conference for March 29th when a new trial date likely will be ordered. In addition to this coming February 19th, her trial was scheduled to start September 18th and July 10th of last year. Camargo Flores has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in the Sioux City slaying of 24-year-old Kenya Alvarez Flores on April 8, 2018. Court documents say Camargo Flores admitted stabbing Alvarez Flores. Camargo Flores told investigators she'd been involved in the relationship with the victim's boyfriend. The two women are not related. All members of the Griswold and Lenox School District Boards of Education will meet in a joint session this evening at 6 o'clock, and that'll be at the Lenox High School Library. According to the agenda, the purpose of the meeting is to discuss the possibility of extending the current superintendent sharing agreement as well as the superintendent's individual contract. During the meeting, following the discussion with regard to both topics, the combined boards may decide to enter into a closed session, as allowed under Iowa Code, to evaluate the professional competency of an individual whose appointment, hiring, performance, or discharge is being considered, and that the person requests a closed hearing. Afterward, the joint boards will reconvene in an open session to consider approval of the sharing agreement and the superintendent contract. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.